Hello, everybody. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer, and it is once again straight up 12 o'clock noon here in Denver, Colorado. And thank you all for joining me on the call today. You know, I'm trying to get this all going in a big way just so we can all kind of band together and really get this gout thing figured out and share our knowledge and kind of come to some sort of an understanding of how we might all help each other to be able to not only manage and control and live with gout, but to actually get to the point of living gout-free. And I feel like I've achieved that, although knock on wood, I feel like if I backslide, I could probably easily fall right back into getting gout attacks a couple times a month like I used to, and I'm not going to do that. So I hope that you're here to live the same way, and maybe we can all help each other. And so today's call, what I wanted to talk about, just to throw it out there and get some feedback and hear what your experience was. A lot of us ending up having a brush with gout over the holidays, like the Thanksgiving holidays or the Christmas holiday coming up. And as far as Thanksgiving going by last week, I had a really kind of a sort of an aha moment because of it all. My wife and I traveled to Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for about 9 days, and we drove there so we could take all of our food and water and listen to our audios and music and everything, and traveling by car has really worked out a lot better than trying to fly these days. So we were on the road sitting a lot and sitting around at relatives' houses and at the hotels and things like that for 9 days, and we ended up having to eat out quite a bit, and although we tried to make the best choices we could with our food, there were some choices that were not the best, especially in light of what kind of brings on gout and what I'm always talking about and what we all kind of know is probably not the best thing in terms of what goes on and as far as what we eat for gout. And mainly I'm talking about what is coming to mind are all the fried foods that were coming my way when we were eating out at restaurants. So, you know, I had some of that and wasn't too happy about it. But what was really interesting, and the two pieces of this that I wanted to throw out there was, as a nutritional therapist, I've become very keyed into how well the supplements that I experiment with and take to make sure that I don't get gout and to improve my health and to make sure I'm physically fit so that I can ski every time it snows deep snow and I can get out there and, you know, really push it real hard on my mountain bike, even for being 56 years old. I want to stay as healthy as I possibly can, and my supplements that I've learned my body needs, at least from a maybe day-to-day, moment-to-moment, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, have been way more important than I actually realized. Because traveling across the country, I missed some of my evening supplements, some of my morning supplements for the first half of the week, and I started to feel kind of run down. Felt a lot of joint pain, especially in my lower back with it sitting around, and I work out a lot, so it's not uncommon for me to be sore a lot, but geez, it was weird how wrecked my body felt by just sitting around so much and eating so much bad food. And so by the second half of the week, I started to get really religious about my supplements again, and that changed the way things were digesting, the way I was sort of feeling in my head, the way I was feeling in my body in terms of joint pain and my back and all that kind of thing. And so it was one of those things that I felt like I need to pass this on to everybody. Our supplementation is a really important part of our nutrition, almost more important than even I realized. But relatively speaking, it's really important because our foods are so nutrient deficient these days. And even under the best of conditions, sometimes we're not getting all of the nutritive value out of the food. Not eating this particularly nutrient-dense food like we should be. And the way things are working for my body, it shows up really fast now. So just wanted to throw that out there. And then the other part of it was we were moving and running around so much, and we decided not to bring our water ionizer. And if you listened in on or read any of my stuff, I'm really big on staying completely hydrated, and it does make a difference what kind of water you drink, and what kind of water you drink actually can improve how your body works and especially negate the effects of gout. And ionized water is at the top of my list. And so many times when we travel, we bring our water ionizer with us. But this time, we were going to be going in and out of different relatives' houses and hotels and things. We decided not to bring it. And so we were kind of just choosing to do the tap water wherever we went. And tap water, I was reminded painfully again how nasty it tastes. But also just how, if you can imagine this, just how nutrient devoid water itself can be, especially after it goes through the municipal water treatment processes where they do a lot of different things to it to make it safe for us, but we end up with an enormous amount of weird things that are probably not particularly beneficial for our health. But, I could just tell that I wasn't getting the hydration that I usually get. And I think that was adding to a lot of the joint pain and a lot of just the heavy, sluggish, weird feeling in my body and my brain. And it was amazing to come home and finally get home and down a great big glass of ionized water and within minutes start to feel the effects in my body. I mean, I don't know about you, but part of how I managed to give myself gout is I've drank a lot of alcohol in the past, and you know there were times when I remember drinking hard liquor, and if you did a shot or you had a hard liquor drink and it was real strong, how you could feel the effects of alcohol within minutes of drinking that alcohol. You know, you could feel those alcoholic effects. You could start to get drunk, you know, pretty quickly, get pretty happy pretty quickly. And it was so strange because I had not that same kind of alcoholic experience with getting back to my ionized water, but man, I could feel how my body responded to the ionized water so quickly within minutes of not having any for 9 days. So anyway, those were the two big glaring, it was part of my experiment of, okay, I've been doing so well on keeping myself going in the right direction to stay healthy and not get gout. And when you move away from something, then that is one of those kind of things where you find yourself more aware of your progress, and your progress can be so slow that you don't notice it after a while. So
yeah, my name is Randy Smith.
Hey there, Randy Smith. This is Bert Middleton.
Hey, Bert.
Hey there. I was just in the middle of my whole long diatribe about how things went for me over my Thanksgiving holiday and how my supplements and my ionized water were sorely missed. So I was just about to open it up and see how if there's anybody else that wanted to jump in about how everything went for them, especially in terms of gout over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, I was gout-free for the holiday, thanks to you. And basically what I was calling in for is to hope that some of your listeners that may be suffering from gout but have a tendency to want to listen to what you're saying and are a little bit tentative about not taking any action, this man can cure your gout. It's that simple. He's not called Bert the Gout Killer for nothing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've been gout-free since I started with Bert, and that's been a year ago next month.
Nice.
And I've had gout for over 25 years that I've suffered with horrendous pain just like the rest of you. And I haven't had any gout pain, thanks to the Lord and thanks to Bert, in that year period of time. And it's the first year period of time in my 25 years of having gout.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah. Everybody, I didn't pay Randy to get on here and say this. He's not
no,
a plant.
I'm up in Glenwood Springs on my cell phone, actually, calling in, so I can't listen like everybody else can, but I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in and let your listeners know that what you expound on is true. It works. The phenomenal thing is I've taken some cards to some of my doctor's offices up here, and some other people have utilized what Bert not only professes but lives day by day, and by God, it works. I mean, if you suffer gout pain and you're tired of suffering that gout pain, listen to what he's telling you, because it's the gospel.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy.
That
is awesome.
Bert. Well, I'm going to let you guys go since I can't listen to anything, but it's been nice speaking with you, and if anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to have them call me. You've got my number.
Very good. And thank
right.
you so much, Randy.
You betcha, Bert, and have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye now. So that was, we call him Rockin' Randy Smith, And honestly, I did not pay him to come on and say that. You know, he's somebody that has shown lots of appreciation and, can't thank me enough. So, I'm really indebted to him. He's part of why I like to do this, because I finally found something in my life that I feel like I am actually doing something important. I'm helping people get out of this incredible pain. So is anyone else want to jump in and talk about how their experience over the holiday went and any revelations, any good tips on how you managed to make sure you stayed gout-free? Anybody at all want to jump in? Okay, it doesn't sound like anybody wants to talk today, but I know there are only three or four people on here right now. I'm hoping to grow this bigger and better every week, and really provide a good forum and resource for people to become part of the gout conversation, and we can all learn to help each other. Something I've got going on in addition to these calls every Thursday at noon, Denver time. Next week on Thursday afternoon, I have a Google Hangout. If you know what that is, and even if you don't know what that is, you can just go to thegoutkiller.com, and there's a tab up at the top called Gout Killer TV, and just scroll down a little ways, and there will be a little video window that I live stream this Google Hangout from. Really cool thing that Google provides. And so next week I'm going to be talking about the importance of breathing and how breathing is the very first thing that we can do to start to improve our health and negate the effects of how gout comes on. And so we'll be talking a lot about that. So if you want to show up for that, that would be great. And otherwise, if you live in the Denver area, I've got a couple of things going on that I'm going to be advertising on that same page. If you can take advantage of coming and joining me for a couple of live events. One of them is going to be at Beacons Creative, kind of in the Denver University area. And that's going to be on from 11 to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 13th. And then I'm going to do another little talk about gout that I'm calling The Fundamentals of Being Gout-Free at Natural Grocers, the one that's on the corner of Colorado and Evans Boulevard, right there close to I-25 and Colorado Boulevard. And that's going to be at 1 o'clock, just from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Sunday the 14th. And I don't know if there's a Broncos game that day or not, but hopefully it's later and more people can come and join me. So I just want to thank everyone that's been on the call, and I look forward to getting to talk to you soon. Send me an email if you can, if you'd like, or give me a call on the phone. I'm getting pretty busy these days, and it's difficult for me to answer every email and get on the phone with everybody, but I want to try, and I'm going to figure out some way to really be able to be available for as many people as I can. But thank you once again for being here, and I look forward to talking to you one way or another very soon. See ya. This is Bert Middleton, the Gout Killer.